Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, continuing on this Wednesday morning, really pleased to be joined now by Kevin Saul, the new athletic director at Wichita State. See, about a week into the job, can't imagine the dust has settled very much, Kevin. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your morning. How's the family adjusting, and how's the transition to becoming athletic director at Wichita State going for you and your family?
Well, good morning, Bruce and Jacob. Thanks so much for having us on your show. We're incredibly excited. As you know, we had a press conference last week and then returned to Murray. We're going to finish up a transition here at Murray this week and first part of next week, and then turn our focus to Wichita State. At the same time, we are have great conversations with our head coaches and our senior staff and university administration. So we're passing the baton from Murray State to Wichita State currently, and it's been an exciting ride so far.
Kevin Saul joining us. Kevin, as we look ahead down the road, we need to take care of, just before you got here, things were a little strange, a little, you know, murky on all, you know, the last few years. You had a situation with the men's basketball coach and then a surprise change at the top, and now you're brought in. How easy or hard will it be for you to start with a clean slate, and how much of that have you had to deal with, if any, so far in the new role?
Well, I certainly appreciate that question. I think time will obviously tell. Certainly a situation where stability is needed, and we intend to bring that. Whenever change happens, it certainly can be a challenge to walk through those things, and I look forward to bringing some stability. And I really think that starts with relationships, both internally within the Department of Athletics and on campus and in the community as well. So we are going to be highly visible and highly accessible so that we can really build genuine and authentic relationships and start bringing that stability.
Kevin, you have a history with your roots in the state of Kansas. I would imagine that had something to do with the attractiveness of coming back to the Midwest after an extended period of time at Murray and University of Kentucky before that, et cetera. Talk a little bit about Midwestern sensibilities and that, I would imagine, being part of the attractiveness to coming back to an institution like Wichita State, which at least you had a pretty fair amount of familiarity with growing up, or at least being around in this part of the country in some of your formative years.
No, I appreciate that. It's such a pleasure to be coming back home for us. Both my wife, Jennifer, and I were born and raised in Manhattan. My parents both worked on campus there in Manhattan. Dad was a psychology professor and department head for about 20 years, and my mom was an advisor in the College of Arts and Sciences. So just grew up on a college campus. I was ate up with baseball as a young kid, so obviously I followed and tracked very closely the Wichita State baseball program, and certainly appreciate, Bruce, all the contributions you've made during your time as a student athlete and afterwards. Wichita State has been on my radar for decades. And first and foremost, you have that backdrop. And then second, you look at what the institution is doing in terms of an enrollment and innovation and growth. It's very attractive to be a part of that. Connected very well with President Muma and his executive team and the advisory council, and really felt like a great fit. That being said, that just tremendous amount of historical success with Shocker Athletics. When you look at pockets of great success in all sports, whether it's track and field placing nationally, whether it's men's and women's basketball having great success the last 15 to 20 years, and having two Final Four appearances in basketball is certainly attractive. We just won a men's outdoor track and field championship in the American Athletic Conference, so certainly want to celebrate that. Coach Breadbinner taking the softball program, leading the softball program to the NCAA tournament. So it is an athletics department that has shown the ability to have great success, elite success, and look forward to tying that together and really having success in all 15 of our athletics programs at the same time.
As we look forward, Kevin Saul joining us, new athletic director at Wichita State, it's the NIL world now. And I think last year everyone got a little bit of a taste of that. Give us your take on it. You know, we hear some universities take a very aggressive approach toward it. We saw that up the road with Kansas State and Kansas. And we saw a more conservative approach to it based on the things, you know, being sent down by NCAA, Wichita State taking that approach initially. Where do you stand on it, and how big a priority for you is navigating this new college landscape right out of the gate?
I think it's a great priority. The conversation with respect to NIL tends to get a little complex relatively quickly, so I think it's important to keep it simple. First and foremost, it's incredibly important. We're going to maintain a similar aggressive approach, obviously protecting the integrity and the character of the institution and all the people that are involved with that, to make sure that we're doing it per the guidelines that do exist. But we're going to be aggressive in that approach. Name, image, likeness is really just another element of the scholarship, if you will. Back when we were in school, the traditional elements of a scholarship were room, board, books, tuition, and fees. Right. Within the last 6 to 8 years, the NCAA has allowed institutions to pay the gap between those five elements and what it actually costs to go to school. And that element is called cost of attendance. Every institution comes up with their own number for cost of attendance. To give you an example, typically it's in that $4,500 to $5,000 range. So that gives institutions an opportunity to cut 10 checks to student athletes for cost of attendance at $450 to $500 a month. And it puts a little extra cash in their pockets. So that's an added element that's certainly been positive. You've seen recently the Alston case has allowed for educational stipends as well. That's another element. And really NIL is an eighth element. There's really two pathways for NIL. It can get complex relatively quickly, but at the end of the day, we need to maximize our ability to leverage NIL to recruit and retain first-class student athletes for Shocker Athletics, and we'll be aggressive in that approach.
Kevin, the changing face of college sports and athletics can go one of two ways for people. It can kind of bury you a little bit in that there's so many things happening that are so different right now that is driving the future and where we're going with college athletics. Or, and I get the sense that this is where you are, you see this as an opportunity to really strike and move forward aggressively when the college sports are going to be changing, whether you like it or not. This cow's out of the barn, as it were, and we're moving forward. And either you get along and you start moving along with it and get on the leading edge, or you're going to be left behind.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Collegiate athletics is just an interesting enterprise, right? Because it's driven so right. much by emotion and passion. And so, and it's also a growth industry. So it doesn't matter where you're working. You're always looking to expand resources and grow your programs, whether that's certain aspects of your facility master plan, your facilities portfolio, whether that is adding human resources to your programs or dollars to your programs. And certainly NIL is one particular aspect of that. And so as we drive the enterprise forward, it's important to maximize any and all opportunities that we have. These changes have been going on for decades in the NCAA. As the NCAA policies and procedures and legislation changes, you will see differences in how coaches approach recruiting within the rules. There's been a great relaxation in some of the recruiting legislation in the last several years with the NCAA, and that's allowed us to do things a little bit differently. There's been a reduction or a redaction of a lot of those really voluminous rules from a recruiting standpoint. There's been a simplification with that. And so this evolution that we're talking about has been a consistent throughout my 23 years in college athletics. And if there's one thing that we all need to be used to, it's change. Change is inevitable. And we're going to work in this great enterprise that is filled with emotion and passion, and we're going to drive it forward and take advantage of any opportunity that we have to be successful and competitive.
Kevin Saul, new Wichita State Athletic Director, joining us for the first time here on Sports Daily. Really appreciate it and look forward to a lot of these as we move on here. Kevin, the straw that stirs the drink at Koch Arena, Shocker men's basketball, it's the banner carrier. When you looked at this job and were trying to make a decision, as Murray State, where you're finishing up now, has seen a lot of recent success in men's basketball, how have you evaluated the post-Greg Marshall era in the last handful of years? And what are you looking for in this first year? What's your goal there? And how have you looked at, and how did you look at when you took this job, the state of the program?
Well, I think first and foremost, just going back to my youth, my dad and I had season tickets to college basketball and been certainly a fan of college basketball my entire life. I've had a blessed opportunity to work at two or three institutions that have a very rich basketball tradition in Murray State and the University of Kentucky, and work with some great coaches and understand what it takes and what resources need to be called to bear and continue to move historical programs forward. When I look at Wichita State and Shocker basketball, I see Final Fours, I see Elite Eights, I see Sweet 16s, I see NCAA tournament appearances, I see student athletes that are developing as students, persons, players, and then professionals, both in basketball and then outside of basketball in the professional workforce. I see a tradition-rich program that I am blessed and honored to be a part of. For me, the evaluation process starts with relationships with our coaches. So in the last several days, working our way through conversations with all of our head coaches as we walk through. My style is to meet with each of our coaching staffs regularly. I'll meet on the front end of the season and the back end of the season, and we'll identify objectives for our season, both in the area of developing our students as our student athletes as students, people, and players. And so we'll take that holistic, whole person approach. I certainly want to rely very heavily on our current head coaches and the journey that they've walked here the last 2.5 years. It's been very challenging for any head coach in this industry to navigate COVID, reduction of resources, changes with NIL, and some of the things that we've discussed, and really understand the priorities for each one of our head coaches within each of our programs. So you're going to hear me talk a lot about, we have 15 sports, but we are one team. And so anytime we have an opportunity to celebrate that 15-1 component being one team, that's important. But it's also important to understand that we're dealing with and managing 15 unique sports brands. They each compete in different environments. They recruit in different environments. And so it's important to understand that there's going to be some unique objectives within each sports program. I look forward to getting to those as we develop relationships with our head coaches.
Hey, Kevin, you just touched upon it. You've been able to be in the orbit of some very successful people, both at the University of Kentucky and then obviously at Murray State, where you were able to stamp your own image on an athletic department and a basketball program. Give me a couple of things from those two stops that you are able to apply moving forward, just in terms of basketball itself. You know that you're coming back into a basketball crazy state, not too much unlike the one that you're leaving in Kentucky. College basketball kind of rules the state of Kansas, with KU, obviously, Kansas State, Wichita State. But what have you taken from your last couple of stops that you're able to apply moving forward now to Wichita State that have been uniquely Kentucky, uniquely Murray State?
Well, first and foremost, I would tell you that my style comes very much from spending 12 years with Mitch Barnhart at the University of Kentucky.
Right.
It's been unbelievable to me professionally, personally, and our family, and he and Connie certainly have shined great light on how to lead a successful athletics program, particularly from a men's basketball standpoint. I think it starts both relationally. You've got to have great people and great relationships with those people. We can talk, and we will always talk. We never get to the finish line on our facilities, right? We're always looking. We're a growth mindset. We're looking for how can we improve a practice gym or a hitting facility or Coke Arena. What do those things look like? And they're critically important to the program. But it really, the quality of your facilities really is secondary to the quality of your people. We've got to have people of great character and integrity in our program. We've got to have individuals that desire to be on the cutting edge of knowledge and be really transformative in how they manage their teams. And we've got to have folks that take great care and stewardship of what we've been blessed with. I firmly believe that to whom much is given, much is expected. And the expectations are very high that we be good stewards of our programs and our student athletes and all those things. So it first starts with people and the core values. And then from a relationships perspective, I tend to have a transparent and again, respectfully blunt style that I think resonates with our coaches. So we're going to understand what the issues are. We certainly are going to lean on the things that are great assets for our programs. I will be heavily involved in the recruiting as our coaches feel is appropriate. You know, currently at Murray State, I meet with every single one of our recruits that I can possibly fit into our schedule in all of our sports. I think it's really important to sit down with our prospective student athletes' parents. Jennifer and I have two sons that are 22 and 20. So I think it resonates particularly well right now that we have we might be a year or two ahead of where they are in terms of their children making their college decisions. And then understanding as a parent the resources that we're going to call to bear in the development of their children as students, persons, players, and professionals, and what that pathway specifically looks like at Wichita State. And we've had great success in that. And when you lean on people first and then you attack your facility and resource components second, that has proven to be the way to do that, in my experience.
Kevin Saul joining us, new athletic director at Wichita State. Something that you saw in your time at Murray State was a change in conference. Wichita State doing that not long ago in the American, but we know that the landscape changes, it seems like, every other week. How much time will you spend with that? Have you already had to spend with that? And we know everybody needs to be proactive. Without football, do you see Wichita State in a unique situation? And how much do you have to stay out ahead of these realignments that are happening pretty consistently across the landscape?
Well, that's a great question. I think let me address, if you don't mind, maybe in the order presented. First and foremost, the amount of time and effort and energy by so many folks that it takes to transition from one league to the next. And certainly want to commend all of those that were involved in transitioning Shocker Athletics from the Missouri Valley Conference to the American Athletic Conference. We did a similar transition here at Murray State that you referenced that started back late September of 2021, concluded with an invite to the Missouri Valley Conference of which you all are so familiar with. And we were blessed to receive that invitation. But that was about a three-month process of engaging with presidents and committees and commissioners and their staffs. certainly understand what that takes. And then we proceeded to initiate a transition to the Missouri Valley Football Conference at Murray State as well. And so we basically had about 8 or 9 months of solid transition period. So certainly understand all the time and efforts and energy that goes into that. I want to commend the folks for that. Once you're in, it's certainly important to develop a comprehensive plan to match resources to expectations to be successful in that league. So ultimately, if we're going to aspire to be a championship level program in all 15 of our programs in the American Athletic Conference, then we've got to take a deep dive into our programs and look at it from a resource perspective, whether that's funding, human resources, facilities, all those elements. And so here in the last several days, I've been involved in taking that deep dive and looking at specifically where every single one of our 15 program ranks out in the league in terms of our coaching salaries, benefits, quantity of coaches, annual operating expenses such as recruiting, travel, nutrition, just all of those elements of the program to understand where we are. I firmly believe it's like if we're house shopping right now, right? And the advice they give you is you don't have to be the nicest house in the neighborhood, but you need to be in the neighborhood. And I think that applies here as well. We need to match resources to expectations. If we've got aspirations to win championships in the American Athletics Conference, which we do, we need to be in that top third resource-wise. We can certainly create some synergy with great relationships and outperform our rankings financially or facility-wise. We don't need to be number one, but we need to be in the top third to give our coaches a great opportunity to go out, recruit and retain elite talent, and go win championships for the Shockers.
I'm glad you brought up the resources, because I think the number one thing that we've heard, Bruce and I have heard, we're both, you know, have connections and hear from fans all the time, is a waning excitement, maybe, and I'm not sure how real that is, but in this world of NIL and resource gathering, as you're talking about, what is your pitch? Because there's a lot of people in this town, business in this town, that wants Shocker Athletics to succeed. So, you know, here's your microphone. What's your pitch to the fans, to those people that might commit some resources, and how important are they to what it is that you want to do in your tenure here?
Well, first and foremost, I think our community engagement, genuine and authentic community engagement with guys, it takes some time to do that and build genuine and authentic relationships. That's critical. It is critical. And as you're building that relationship, I think the strength of the connection between an organization and any individual or other organization is what are they about? What do they do specifically, and how do they do it? And does that resonate with me? So my pitch, if you will, really pertains to, and we addressed this in the press conference, and certainly we'll continue to address it throughout my time at Wichita State, is called the Shocker Way. And there's three elements of the Shocker Way. It's our core values, which we've gone through: character, integrity, knowledge, and stewardship. That's what our program is going to be about. We'll go to great lengths in terms of talking and educating our student athletes and our coaches in terms of what all that means. But that's the first element. The second element is our student athlete development. I firmly believe, listen, if you talk to any AD in the country, they're going to tell you we got to do it in the classroom, we got to do it in the community, we've got to do it on the field or the court, right? And I think I tend to tie that up maybe in a little bit more simplistic way, that we're developing young people as students, persons, and players. But I don't think it stops there. I don't think graduation, while that's a great accomplishment and a milestone, I don't think that's the finish line for our product and the Shocker Way. The finish line is getting our young people jobs. And so we will take great effort to prepare our young people for career skills and life skills. We will do video mock interviews with our seniors as they're leaving and they're interviewing for graduate schools and or interviewing to go into the workforce. We'll do all the LinkedIn handshakes, all of those things. We'll do job fairs in Coke Arena where we engage some of those businesses, and we'll do the job interview, the speed dating version of job interviews, so that our young people get those opportunities as well, because there will be relationships in the community that are interested in hiring student athletes and the qualities that student athletes bring from a time management perspective, from a persistence and leadership perspective. Those elements are critically important. And so I could spend an hour talking to you about that second element on our student athlete development, the student, person, player, and then ultimately professional for us. And then the third component is obviously competitive. And for us, competitive success starts with American Athletic Conference championships. And so that's where we get into this deep dive and comparing ourselves to our peers in the American Athletic Conference. And I'm very encouraged by some of the preliminary data that I've seen in my research in terms of how our sports programs compare in the American Athletic Conference. And so those championships lead to further recognition, right? We want to compete for the American Athletic Conference Commissioner's Cup. That generates NCAA participation. And so for programs that haven't consistently been to the NCAA tournament, the first step is getting there. And then we'll start focusing on not only getting there, but making deep runs in the NCAA tournament. And all of that culminates, in my mind, in one of the greatest competitive elements that we will track, and that's the National Director's Cup, the Learfield Director's Cup. And over the last 10 years, Wichita State has averaged 130 out of 358 Division I institutions. Our initial goal is let's get in the top 100. We've had several years where we've been in the top 100 in the 80s, in the 90s. We were in 64th in 2012, 2013. That's something that we will track very closely. And we'll make public how we're tracking that so that our student athletes feel like it's not just about me and my sport. It's about the entire department. It's about 15 sports becoming one team. And so that's really the pitch, if you will, as we get started in terms of our vision. I think vision is like water. You can't get enough of it. We just got to continue to talk about that in the community and build genuine, authentic relationships.
Well, we really appreciate this being at least a step in that process, Kevin. Thank you so much for your time. Congratulations. We hope the transition for you and your family, we know it's very difficult and exciting, but sometimes difficult and certainly challenging to transition a family in, especially from a place that has meant so much to you and your family. But so excited to have you as a part of the Wichita State family, and can't wait to continue to develop this relationship moving forward. But thank you very much for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for the time, Jake and Bruce. I look forward to potentially being a regular on your show if that's something that you all have some interest in. I do have great interest, and I look forward to breaking down some Shocker baseball with Bruce and you, Jacob, as well. And just appreciate – listen, I appreciate everything that you all do for Shocker Athletics, because carrying the message in a genuine, authentic way certainly helps us tremendously. So thank you so much, guys.
We appreciate it. There he goes. Kevin Saul, the new athletic director at Wichita State. Well, wow. Let's take a break. We'll come back and collect our thoughts. If that's not impressive, I don't know what is. We'll be back in just a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.